Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing,
fiesta,
romancing,
siesta,
samba,
la bamba,
ay
caramba, disguises,
disguises,
surprises,
surprises,
and pies of,
and pies of
all sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
The cartoon show to watch when you won't settle for just any cartoon show. Kick Odie off the table. Done. Mail Nirmal to Abu Dhabi. Done. Sharpen claws on furniture. Finished. Let's see what's next. Ah, eat everything in the refrigerator. Haven't done that yet. You can get a lot more done in a day if you make out a list in advance.
What is that cat up to now?
Garfield! Garfield, you're eating the dinner I was cooking for tonight.
Done.
Okay, I've had enough of this. You are going to come back here and answer for what you've done.
That's not on the list.
What a disgusting life. Being a cricket, so few chances for advancement. You can work and work and slave, and where does it get you?
Come back here. Come here.
Hold on. This could be something.
Now, right now. All right, I've had enough of you. I'm going to...
I know. Let me add it to the list. Get kicked out of house, land in heap in geraniums. Proceed. Done.
All you ever do is sleep and eat. Don't you have a conscience?
Conscience? The cat needs a conscience. Here's my chance.
John's arm is getting better. Usually he only gets me as far as the begonias.
Excuse me, cat, but I couldn't help noticing that you are lacking something. You are without a conscience. I happen to be a conscience, my car.
Ichabod Cricket Freelance Conscience. Why does this remind me of a story I read once?
Pinocchio by Carlo Collodi. Open to the bookmark and read.
And so, the puppet who wanted to be a boy adopted the cricket as his conscience and...
Shh! Don't read too much. You want to get one of those letters from the lawyers at Disney?
Not now, Odie. I have to recook the meal Garfield ate.
Gee, I never had a conscience before. We'll try it for a day.
Now just do as I say, and you'll never get in trouble again.
Garfield, play with Odie and keep him occupied.
No, Odie, I don't want to play with you. I hate silly doggy games and I...
Garfield, this is your conscience speaking. You ought to do it.
You really think so?
Absolutely. John will be impressed.
Yeah, yeah. Odie, you want to play rocket launch?
Yeah.
Don't complain, Odie. You agreed to play rocket launch.
A-OK. Countdown. 5, 4...
3, 2, 1... Liftoff!
I wonder if I left anything out of this lasagna. No. Of course. It needed a dog in it. How could I be so foolish?
Garfield!
I think you should put some distance between you and John.
I didn't need you for that one.
Why couldn't she do the marketing? All you do is sit around the house all day doing nothing. Yeah, like watching hockey games is easy.
So I say to the guy, I am not a grasshopper. I hate that. I'm a cricket.
Hold on, Mr. Burnside dropped something. Oh, boy, a 10-pound all-cholesterol, all-fat, tip-top sirloin steak. Mmm, I can feel my arteries hardening already.
Garfield?
Oh, no.
You don't want to eat that.
Yes, I do. Honest and truly, with steak sauce on it, I do.
It belongs to Mr. Burnside. Your conscience is telling you to return it to him.
Oh, this conscience stuff has its drawbacks. Okay.
Aha! I should have known. You're the one who swiped my 10-pound all-cholesterol tip-top sirloin steak.
No, no, I found it, and I was going to return it, and, you know, I don't even believe this, and I know I'm telling the truth. Conscience, hold on tight.
I'll pound you like a cheap steak, cat.
I wonder if you can trade in a conscience, maybe get a new set of instincts or something.
Just do as I tell you, and everything will be all right.
Don't walk. But Joy Boy is right behind me. I'm gonna cross the street.
Stop! The sign says don't walk. Your conscience says you have to wait till it says walk.
Come on, change.
Come on, come on.
There, I can walk now.
I gotcha now, cat! You can't get away! You're trapped! You!
I have to go grill a steak.
I'm trapped. There's no way out. Except through this door.
Halt! The sign says, do not enter. Your conscience tells you that it is wrong to disobey a sign like that.
I've gotten into nothing but trouble listening to you. I'm going in there, whatever it is.
Also, your conscience tells you that this is the Elm Street Dog Kennel.
No, good dog. No, help, help. Never do that to a cat. Or that.
You see, if you'd listened to your conscience, some of that wouldn't have happened.
Let's see. I just remembered something about this book. Ah, here it is. Read this.
And so Pinocchio looked down at the cricket, and with one deliberate move, the wooden boy crushed the little beast. It wasn't like that in the movie.
No, but that's the way it was in the original book. And here...
Garfield, let's talk about this. I am your conscience, Garfield, and your conscience says the movie had a happier ending. Stop! Listen to me! Don't bash the cricket!
The old stare him in the face until he wakes up routine isn't working. And the slap him silly with a cattail routine isn't making it either. Time to call in the heavy artillery. Odie? Yes, it's the cold nose in the middle of the back routine. Gets him every time.
Gee. Wait, let me have one last look at the old farmyard. Farewell, trees. Farewell, barn. Farewell, coop. Farewell to my dear, trusted friends, Orson, Wade, Booker, Beau. And before I go, I would like to say goodbye to the people of New York City individually. Abercrombie, Allen, A. Abercrombie, Bernard, Murray.
Enough of this. Let us go.
Wait! I have 6 million more names to read. At least, let me give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square?
Transform the limousine for airmode. We return at once to Chickenopolis for trial and sentencing.
Yes, Big Cock-a-doodle.
Orson, do something.
I wish I knew what.
Thank you.
anyone let the sheep in on this, man? I mean, like, what happened?
That was the big cock-a-doodle. He's in charge of all the roosters. He makes sure they crow when they're supposed to and that they guard the barnyard.
And he has taken our friend Roy away because of a missing grape.
One grape, man? Like uno grapo mono?
Roy was guarding the grape harvest, and it turned out one was missing.
It's my fault. I ate one of the grapes. Roy went to the market and bought another grape to replace it.
He did? But there was still one missing.
It's my fault.
Your fault, Booker.
Well, before Roy went on duty, you had me watch the crops for a while, Orson. I ate a grape.
You ate a grape?
Well, you didn't tell me not to.
Then the missing grape wasn't Roy's fault. It was mine.
But, like, Booker,
why'd you keep this a secret, man?
I was afraid.
Come on, guys. We've got to save Roy.
Hey, wait for me.
Sorry to wake you up, Lightning, but this is an emergency.
Like, how far is this Chickenopolis place they've taken Roy, man?
I figure if we ride all night, we can be there by dawn. Let's go!
What kind of place is this Chickenopolis, man?
It's the sacred homeland of all chickens and roosters!
Roy Rooster, you know why you have been brought here? How do you plead?
Well, I thought this might be a good position, oh great and glorious Capon.
I do not find that amusing.
Neither did I, but it was in the script again. Sir, I cannot believe I am on trial here because one measly little grape was missing.
It isn't the grape, man.
Huh?
That was just the last straw in a lifetime of failings as a rooster.
You've been spying on me?
Merely protecting the good name of Rooster. Roy, it is your job to crow at the crack of dawn, is it not? To wake people up on the farm?
Yes.
And how many times have you done this?
Well, it means getting up kinda early.
How many times?
None. I've never done it.
None. Roy, has it ever dawned on you that you could be replaced by an inexpensive clock radio made in Taiwan?
Oh. Hold on!
The Orson said, slow down!
If we slow down, we may be too late!
Wait, you understand why I didn't speak up? You understand being afraid?
Yeah, absolutely, Chicky. And you understand it always makes things worse. Take it from me.
I know.
You don't crow at dawn. You don't guard the crops. What do you do all day, Roy Rooster?
I play practical jokes.
What do you do?
I play practical jokes.
So our scouts tell us. You hit others with pie. You cause pain and suffering to others for your own amusement.
Yeah.
You even laugh at the discomfort of others.
Oh, go ahead. Lock me up. Throw away the key.
For the example you have set, I should bust you down to an egg. Roy Rooster, for being a disgrace to the good name of Chicken, I hereby sentence you to...
Wait! Stop! This is all wrong! Roy is innocent!
What is the meaning of this?
The missing grape was my fault. Roy wasn't even on duty yet when...
Stop! It wasn't Roy's fault or Orson's. It was mine. I ate the grape.
Oh, wow.
You... Why didn't you tell us this back at the farm?
Because I was afraid. I kept my beak shut because, well, I was afraid of what you'd do to me.
And you're not now afraid?
Oh, sure I am. But I couldn't live with myself if Roy took the rap because I was a coward. So, whatever you're going to do to him, you ought to do it to me.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do to you, young chick. I'm going to say, you're going to be quite a rooster someday. Honesty and courage is all it takes, and you seem to have plenty of it, young fellow. All charges against Roy Rooster are hereby dismissed. Have a safe journey home.
Maybe I'll give that crowing at dawn stuff a try.
If you don't, I know someone who will be ready to take your job.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Needs work.
Anyone want to stop somewheres and pick up some grapes?
Wade?
Garfield, dinner is ready.
Oh, what lovely words to wake up to.
I fixed a small meal for you, Garfield, because I have to get ready for my date.
I am going out with Frida tonight, and we are going to have a great...
I just remembered, if I'm not home at 10:30, I want you to...
What's for dessert?
There was food on those plates a minute ago. I know. I put it there myself.
And don't think some of us don't appreciate it.
Garfield, the way you eat, how am I ever to know when you've had enough?
Funny you should ask that. I have here a list of the top 10 ways to tell when Garfield has had enough to eat. Drum roll, please. Number 10, has after-dinner mint the size of a volleyball. Number 9, loud burp reported heard as far off as New Zealand. Number 8, has to have his fur let out another size. Number 7, local mice starving due to citywide cheese shortage. Number 6, passes on a 19th helping. Number 5, finally lets Odie have a bite. Number 4, cat stomach mistaken for fur-covered rose parade float. Number 3, hesitates before asking about a midnight snack. Number 2, owner of market where Arbuckle Shops retires to Tahiti at age 27. And the number 1 way to tell when Garfield has had enough to eat, there's no more food left.
I won't pretend to know what's going on. I don't even know how you ate all that food all by yourself.
I had to. Odie was late. You can have whatever's left. Well, maybe you won't be late next time. What an odd coincidence that you should ask that, Odie. I just happen to have here a list of the top 10 reasons why dates with John Arbuckle are so short. Drumroll! Number 10. Most women don't appreciate a dinner where a teenager asks, "You want fries with that?" Number 9. Women like being serenaded, but not in the middle of the movie. Number 8. Pasta not intended for external use.
Gee, I'm sorry. Now, hold still. Is that your earring or one of my meatballs?
Number 7. Romantic mood spoiled by phrase, "You may have to get out and push."
Keep going. It's almost starting.
Number 6. 3 words, no animal imitations. Number 5. Most women prefer adjoining seats at a concert. Number 4. Venus flytrap plant makes lousy corsage.
Gee, the man at the florist shop said you'd love it.
Number 3, forgot to double check if it really was a costume party.
Oh, no, I distinctly recall on my invitation, it said...
Number 2, watching test pattern, infinitely more fun than tales of winning high school dodgeball championship.
Then he threw the ball at me, then I threw the ball at him, then he threw the ball at me, then I threw the ball at him, then he threw the ball at me, then I really threw the ball at him.
And the number 1 reason why dates with John Arbuckle are short, sometimes forgets pants.
I'm going out for my date, guys. I'll be back later.
You'll be back sooner.
Guy's gone for the evening and the house is deserted, except for those pets. Ought to be a pushover to rob.
What do you mean I'll eat anything that John puts on the table? I'll have you know that there are a number of things I hate to find on the dinner table. Yes. Hit it, Bertie. The top 10 things Garfield hates to find on the dinner table. Number 10, raisins. Number 9, pepperoni pizza with pencil erasers instead of pepperoni. Number 8, hot fudge sundae with ketchup on it. Number 7, moose stew that still has the antlers in it. Number 6, more raisins. Number 5, tuna fish sandwich with live tuna in it. Number 4, snow tires. Number 3, lots more raisins. Number 2, Nermal, and the number one thing Garfield hates to find on the dinner table, Nermal with raisins. I hired them for the day. They're not bad.
Mm-hmm. Just the dumb cat and dog home. I'm gonna clean up here.
Yeah, it's a burglar, but I'm not concerned. And you know why not? I have a list of the top 10 reasons why a burglar will fail in trying to rob our home. Let's go. Number 10, that slippery throw rug in the living room. Number 9, will probably fall down basement stairs. Number 8, will then land in cold bed. Number 7 will probably lean against hot furnace. Number 6, upon leaving basement, will barely avoid slipping on Odie's old doggy toy. Number 5 will not, however, miss pile of my banana peels. Number 4, slipping on banana peel leads to crash landing in fireplace. Number 3, three words, fire in fireplace. Number 2, Arbuckle will return home from date after being gone 20 minutes and phone police. And the number one reason why a burglar will fail in trying to rob our home, there's nothing worth stealing. Come on, Arbuckle. The band's only rented for another hour.
I don't know why I put up with this cat.
I can tell you 10 reasons why. Number 10, I'm adorable. Number 9, I'm handsome. Number 8, I have my own series. Number 7, Odie's dumber. Number